Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, the voice of the Tri-County. And this morning I have two lovely girls with me, Claire Beamer and Jane Edelman. Did I get those names right?
Yes, you did.
All right. A couple young girls. Claire, you graduated from Jersey High School in 21.
Correct.
Right. And going to SIUE.
Yes.
And also waitressing.
Yes.
And Jane, you as well, graduated in 22.
22, yes. Yes.
And studying at Lewis and Clark right now.
Yes.
Now, will you go on to SIU as well?
Yeah, that's my plan right now. SIUE, or maybe there's a school in Florida that I'm thinking about
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Florida. And you are studying social media advertising.
Yes, more like on the marketing side, but social media marketing. So how you can market your business through social media.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire, how about you? What are you into?
I'm into business administration, and I'm studying focused on cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so you're going to keep us from everybody from get their computers protected.
I'll get that data unlocked, yeah.
So you're busy going to school. I understand you both are about 12 credit hours that you're working on per semester, okay? And then you're also working at Aries Restaurant, serving.
Yeah.
Yes, and you said during the busy season, you do as much as 36 hours a week working?
Yes.
Gets up there, yeah.
From Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's just 3 days.
Ooh. So I know you're enjoying school, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about serving, waitressing?
Love it.
You love it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How
about you, Claire?
You know, I really wouldn't choose to do anything else right now. Serving is a really good fit for me, especially at Aerie. I've never found a serving job that's fit me so well personally. It's definitely my favorite, especially if you guys have been up there. It's the view, everything about it, top tier.
Yes. It is a very nice place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good place to work. I know you get... How many people have you had in that joint?
Oh, man, I don't even know.
Probably like 300, maybe more. It gets up there.
It's a big restaurant. It looks small, but it's really huge.
Yeah.
Like, especially when the patio's all full and the inside's all full. Like, it's crazy.
Jane, what do you like about serving?
I really like the people that I meet. I feel like I meet a really diverse group of people. There's always someone new to talk to. Everyone has a new perspective on something. It's just fascinating to know so many different kinds of people. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I love Aries because everyone's in such a good mood because it's such a pretty environment.
Yes.
Like, everyone's excited to be there. They just want to try a wine and have a good time.
Yeah.
And they're so, it's just so interesting. It's so nice.
Claire, now when you're serving, how do you approach a table? I mean,
energy.
You got this.
Big smiles.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today? What's going on? What brought you up here?
Okay.
Living the Grafton mini Florida life. Living it up.
It is a mini Florida.
It is.
Is there people that are most people in a good mood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think I've actually had a table that was genuinely mad about something other than like the wait time.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Never really had like bad vibes.
So they come in good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there can be times when they get overwhelmed. Well, you know, it's
going to
be.
Hungry.
I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah, you get hungry.
Because sometimes, you know, you get thousands of people up there.
Yeah, it's hard. The tickets pile up in the kitchen.
Coaster, zip line, ATV rides.
I will
winery.
Say, though, that most people are really understanding about that. Like, on those days where the wait's kind of crazy, there's only ever like one or two tables that really aren't happy. Like, most people get it because they know that we're trying our best.
That is very true.
You know what I mean?
A lot of people are surprisingly
very
understanding.
I feel like almost everyone is really, really good about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Hey, did you ever have anybody skip out on you? Run up a big tab? No? No?
I thought so,
I have
but never.
Once.
You had?
Yes. It was an older couple, and they, I don't think, realized that they didn't pay yet, and they just got up and left. And I was like, oh no. I was like, what do I do? We just were like, it's fine. They got like a couple glasses of wine and some salad. So, but the one time I have heard of that happening to a coworker of mine, we just looked at the back of the Skylift chair and they caught them at the bottom. So luckily the lift kind of helps with that. If you leave, like, we're going to find you. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. But that happens very seldom, right?
Rarely, like never.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you like about serving as far as a training tool? Do you feel like it's trains you for the future?
100%.
Absolutely.
It's very helpful in sales, especially with me wanting to be an entrepreneur, getting that experience and, well, not even upselling, but selling, being honest with people, forming those, like, relationships and just trust.
Well, Claire, what do you, I mean, this serving is not full-time. School's not full-time.
Currently,
eventually,
yeah.
You're going to graduate from both.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to do?
I have a passion to work for myself, make my own money, and live the life that I want to live with no limits or really anything. I want to sell on multiple different platforms. Cross platforms, e-commerce is the way I'm going in my future.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say something about real estate at one time?
Yes. I kind of want to move more south when I'm older, Florida area.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Because I was thinking about going out of state for my last year for college too, maybe Florida or Hawaii. Just last year, ball out a little bit, you uh-huh. know, but I would like to pursue real estate and sell, flip houses. I really like interior design and all that. That would be a very cool side gig for me later on, like once I get more
just
into
like
it.
It's like a fun thing.
Yeah.
How about you, Jane? Social media advertising, is that mm-hmm. what you said? Can you tell us a little bit about what your future entails as far as, because you want to be self-employed as well?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. So I've recently got really into kind of the graphic design world and the website building world. I think it's really cool to, you can customize it, you know what I mean? And with the skill set of being able to do marketing, especially in social media, you know, graphic design for a logo and then building a website, I feel like I could start a business where I'm just able to, you can hire me when you're starting your business fresh and I'll just set you up and get you all going. You know what I mean? And you don't have to go to a bunch of different places to get that
right.
same.
One-stop shop.
Right, one-stop shop, and I'll be able to do it all for you.
Can you tell me a little bit about the keys in social media advertising? Because there's a lot of people that try to do it, you know, and they just think, well, I just got to post something mm-hmm. once in a while. But what's the key? And Claire, join in on this, too, because I know this is right down your alley.
Right.
What are the keys to really being successful for somebody in business for themselves, and they're not really familiar mm-hmm. with a lot of social media advertising? What can you tell them?
So the first thing for you to do is consistency. So you want to be able to post, I would say at least once a day, just very consistently, maybe even every other day. But as long as you're sticking to it and kind of updating your followers with what's going on in your business, you know?
Okay.
If you get, you know, your restaurant, you get new food items out, you want to post that on social media. You want to post about any event going on social media. What's also really key is using the Instagram tools and like the Facebook tools that let you monetize your posts so that they'll show up on people's feeds more than they mm-hmm. would normally. They have like creator tools, and those are really, really helpful because it boosts your content and it gets to more people. So people who aren't following you will see it as well.
Okay. Claire, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would say for me is finding like a target market. We have an mm-hmm. advantage because we're in like the trendy timeline. We're really up to date on social media and stuff like that, so we can see what's in and what's out.
Mm-hmm.
I think finding maybe that product that you really want to sell, what's in, and targeting it towards a specific group of people that you know will sell. And like she said, mm-hmm. using those advertising techniques,
yeah.
you can boost all those types of posts and whatnot that you're using to get out there to other people.
Okay.
The social media apps, they've done a really good job of making it easy for creators to boost their content.
Like,
it's not very hard. They kind of walk you through it, and it's a small step, so it's not as costly as it would be to like buy an advertisement that goes on a billboard
right.
or something like that. And mm-hmm. people are using social media so much more than ever. Like, it's the new form of communication, basically. So it's the best way, I think, to advertise your business and get yourself out there.
Oh, definitely.
Compared to radio, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about social media is great, and it's great for I mean, I think every type of media, and you're into
yeah.
media, you almost need all types. You can't rely mm-hmm. just on one.
Definitely right. not.
Yeah. You need to be able to hit all those markets from different areas.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yes. And bounce back. It's working best
They
for
all
you.
Kind of intertwine, I feel like, they too. Do. Like, the radio can boost social media, and the social media can boost the radio, everything like that. It kind of all links back to itself.
Yes. I know you're into both going to school and waitressing and serving, and you're good at it. But I do want to mention something, and I want your feel on this, okay? There's a new bill that's getting pushed on Illinois legislature that is wanting to take away tipped workers and make everybody minimum wage workers, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, you're tipped workers,
yeah.
So you don't necessarily get minimum wage. You get the minimum for a tip worker, which is
yes.
$8.40 an hour.
Yes.
And a minimum wage is $14 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in and you work at your tipped wage at $8.40. You're good with that, or do you think this other way might be better?
I love the way it is now.
Absolutely.
Our hourly is kind of for tax purposes, so they tax our tips, and we use our hourly for that. So we're really not making hourly. It's kind of all tip money, you
yeah.
know? I think the bill would not be a good idea.
Definitely lower motivation for all tip workers,
yeah.
I would say.
Would you work for minimum wage?
Absolutely
no, not as a server.
I would not pursue that.
Why not?
You get good service because the servers are working for tips. That's why your service is good. It's really hard on your body and your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only way it's worth it, you know?
It's very true.
So if they went to this, you'd say, I got to do something else.
Yes,
absolutely.
I would work retail
absolutely.
Or something else.
Yeah. Years ago, I went to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we visited Ireland. And Ireland, that's the way it is in Ireland. No tipping.
No tipping.
You know? And,
okay.
And it was like being an American, you know, I couldn't help but I tipped anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But they go, no tip. So, what do you think is going to happen if this gets passed? If you know, and it could slide through.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if it slid through, what do you see happening?
Unemployment's going to skyrocket.
You have a way harder time finding people who are willing to be a waitress.
Okay.
No, it's the tip money is what makes it worth it.
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to circle back and talk about, you know, you work at the Aries. It
mm-hmm.
is like one of the number one tourism spots in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
People come from all, you see people from all over the world.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you?
Oh. Definitely.
Yeah. All over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's got a great view and it has so many things to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start with the sky lift tour up the hill.
Okay,
you take that lift, that ski lift up. Now, a lot of locals, some of them are scared of it, but what's your opinion of it? I mean, you get people coming up every day, you know,
yeah.
thousands of people.
Mm.
Have you ever rode it?
Yes.
Was it fun?
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Your feet just dangle and you get to look at the river. It's so pretty. I love it.
It was beautiful, very calming. I did it with 7 of my friends, and we were just like, oh, hey, back there.
Right. Yeah, you get to wave to the people who you pass by. I love it.
Took tons of pictures. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
The breeze feels really good, too, especially when it's kind of hot, because it moves you just fast enough to where you get a little bit of that wind.
Feels amazing.
You know?
Uh-huh. But you're still moving at a slow, steady pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it. What's the cost to ride the sky lift up?
It's $10 a person. But you
for
can,
a round trip.
Yes. But you can buy a season pass. For
yeah.
$60 a person. And if you ride it 6 times, that pays for itself, you know?
Great. Do you have a lot of people, a lot of regulars that ride it up?
Yeah.
You see from around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the time.
Especially if you have people in, you know, from out of town.
Yeah.
You should take them and let them ride
yeah.
that thing. And also they have the zip line.
Yes.
Have you ever did the zip line?
Not me.
You
I'm going it? To very soon.
I have done the zip line. It was really, really cool. I went on a day it was kind of slower, so it was just me and a friend of mine, and we rode all the zipline rides. You go really fast. It's crazy. And it's beautiful. Like, you just are going through the woods. It's amazing.
Again.
And I know they're getting ready to open up another zipline.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I believe it's going to be a tandem racing zipline, so you'll do 2 people.
And then they'll go right in front of the I think they're going to go right.
It goes right through the woods. Yeah. So when you're standing on the patio on the right side, you'll be able to see the people going down the zip line, and it's going to be super cute.
Yeah, I was told you get a better view of the river and the whole scene because the first ones it was like a little more dimmed.
The first one's down in the woods, so you do get to see the river on the taller line, yeah. Which is super cool.
Yeah.
And you spin around too. Like you go. It's so, I can't so wait fun. Till you try it. It's yeah, so
I'm
fun.
So excited.
But the second one is going to be super awesome. I think it's going to be instead of four lines that takes kind of a while, it's just one zip line that'll go.
So you just get
straight.
On right at zip, it zips yes. right in, yes. right in front of the terrace, and,
uh-huh.
and you end yep. up and you get off and you get back, yep. do it again.
You
if
can
you
go
want.
Get something to eat at the restaurant.
How about the Alpine Coaster? Have you rode that one?
Yes,
that I have rode.
Yes,
a bunch of times.
Oh, and,
yeah.
How about like it? How do you rate it?
7-8. I love that you can control your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You, if you're a little scared because you are going downhill, twists and turns, you can control your speed completely.
Okay.
So it's
super nice. You can go fast or you can go slow.
It's so fun to go fast.
Lights.
Yeah, the lights at night are amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. My advice for anyone going on the coaster is to use good posture, though. Because if you're slouching your back will... Your back might hurt a little bit.
And don't stick your arms out either.
Yeah, no, just stay
don't
in.
Stick
and
your
don't
arms
bring
out.
Your phone.
I like the guy at the end. He blows a little shell horn when you get to the bottom when you pass the test.
It's really nice that it takes you back up, too. Like, it
yes,
goes in a full
I
circle and
you
don't you have to
up.
Go back to the bottom of the hill. That's mm-hmm. nice.
And then how about the newest thing they got going on? The side-by-side rides?
Ooh. Yes! We just did that the other day. We yeah. went together, actually.
It was so cool.
It was amazing.
Well, tell me about it. What is it?
Well, they obviously have so much land up there.
Yeah.
You go through the creeks, all the woods.
What are you on?
It's an ATV, like a four-wheeler.
Yeah. A big one?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Four-seater.
Yeah.
Little trunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. So they take you through the woods,
mm-hmm. yeah.
up and down the hills?
Right through the creek. And then they mentioned there was like a little waterfall. Back there,
uh-huh.
I'm not sure since it hasn't rained too much.
Yeah,
it
he said that they're trying to figure out how to get down to that.
Oh, okay.
So that's not on there yet, but
beautiful
it's beautiful.
Land.
He takes beautiful. You. He drives you right through the creek. Like
right
you just
through
get,
it.
Yeah, you're in the creek. It's super cool, and it's really.
You're not
pretty.
Worried about getting stuck?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I was a little afraid for a second, but he did a really good job of making
he's
sure that he just kept going. Like,
yeah.
you press on the gas, and you keep going.
One thing I will say is, if you check it out. Anytime is great, but the fall.
Oh my gosh, it would be beautiful.
Airy looks like a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean to rhyme there, but I am not kidding. It looks magical
yeah.
up there.
Yeah, the leaves change so beautifully. It's
so gorgeous.
Well, and they also have hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, maybe, I don't know if they realized it or not, but they got like, what, over, how many hotel rooms do you think they have?
Over 100.
Suites,
definitely.
Over 100.
Yeah.
And they have packages going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every once in a while there's a package. I'm not sure if there's one going on right now still, but the last one I heard of was a coaster package. So you get your hotel room. I think you might get a voucher for the restaurant, and then you get a coaster voucher as well.
Yeah, and a complimentary good. Bottle of wine with the meal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hear wonderful things about the rooms from the people that I serve that are staying there.
Yeah. Yes.
They love it.
They're suites.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's really... Us living locally,
mm-hmm.
you know, the listeners, you should take advantage
yeah.
of the Aries because
oh,
it is a spot. People are coming from actually many other countries
yeah.
are coming to the Aries, you know,
mm-hmm.
to experience that.
Yeah.
So.
The diversity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very diverse.
How many people it attracts. It's like, wow.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, girls, thanks so much for coming in today. It's been fun to have you. Best of luck to you in your future endeavors. And I'll see you up at the Aries one day.
Oh, here soon. Here
okay.
soon. You know that.
All right. Well, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Boom. Pew.